sing with him or something at halftime, are you, or not?
No, I'm not that good of a singer.
Aren't you?
Nah. But, yeah.
Nah, you're not in choir?
No, I used to be in, like, fifth and sixth grade, but that was years ago.
Bounce feet to the baseline. Tough shot on the way. No good for McCorkle. And a foul called. And going back to the line, Riverdale. Foul on the Blackhawks. Number 22, Lydia Willoughby. That's her second. And Kayla McCorkle at the line for the first time. Nails a free throw. Both these teams can shoot pretty well from the free throw line. I think we had a boys and girls free throw shootout. The girls can hold their own, I think, couldn't they?
Oh, yeah, they really can, especially us. We struggled at free throw shooting at times. So I could see it being close.
Second free throw good by McCorkle, River Valley Basketball. 33-12 here at the Rest Building. Top of the key. Osborne throws the left side. Nice pick by Lily Barr. Gets the steal. And Riverdale makes it. They're going to try to convert some offense from a defensive gym. Shot by Dennis. Blocked. Picked up by Hudson. Put back by Zuri. No good. Ball loose in the lane. Zuri picks it up again. Kicks it out. Ball fake. Barr drives closer. 14-footer. Good.
How about that? Lily Barr just catches it on the three-point line, gets a pump fake, gets it to the elbow. How about that nice jumper there?
Look good.
Try to get some offense here on a must offense needed Riverdale team right now.
2:47 remaining, 33-14 here in the first half. River Valley leads Riverdale on WRCO Radio Sports.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster's been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
33-14, River Valley leads girls basketball tonight in the first half. Riverdale knocks the ball away. McCorkle up to Dennis. Zuri drives, now is cut off, and drives back to the top of the circle, sets up the offense. Right side, Lily Barr gets around her defender, back to Dennis on the pass. Zuri drives, dumps into the corner, knocked down by Osborne. Nice steal, and she'll take it back the other way for River Valley. She'll drive, throws it to the wing. Stokes with a long jumper, no good, put back up. No good by Osborne, and the rebound by Riverdale. Chieftains take it back the other way again with a chance to cut away at the deficit just a little bit. On a drive, Lily Barr throws it to the corner. Caught there by Cooey. Back it goes to McCorkle. Back to Cooey. Riverdale overloading it. Far side. Cooey dumps it now to the low post. Touching it is Barr. Throws it back to McCorkle. Back to the baseline. Ball knocked away, picked up. There's a long jumper on the rim. No good. Put back up. That is good by Lily Barr.
Yeah, Barr just sneaks into the block. River Valley not getting a body on her, and she just sneaks right in, cleans up the mess, puts it in.
33-16. Now a long jumper up. No good for DeVinny, and Riverdale gets the rebound. Again, with a chance to chip away a little bit. 1 minute to go in the first half. Cross court picked off by River Valley. It'll be a pick two as Stokes lays it in. Good.
Yeah, again, just River Valley forcing the tempo to go fast. Gets the steal. Turns it into points.
Anticipating. Nice pass. Shot on the way by Dennis. No good. And a blocking foul called on River Valley. Zuri goes to the free throw line. So the number brought to the bench, it'll be on 32. Ella Hillebrand. That will be her second. Got some other scores coming into the Filney flip phone tonight. Free throw by Dennis is no good. Lacrosse Logan leads Prairie du Chien in boys basketball, 31-22. Lancaster has defeated Southwestern 77-67 in boys basketball. Dennis with one. It goes, and she is one of two at the line. It is 35-17. River Valley brings the ball across half court. 39 seconds to play in the half. Osborne, top of the circle. Left side, Stokes. Yo-yos, brings it back right side, Merritt. Dumps it high-low. Shot on the way, and good for Osborne.
That was a phenomenal finish by Osborne. She's just cutting, gets a dribble. It looks like a little sky hook off the glass. And I am a big fan of the hook shot. And
there
what
you
a
go.
Finish.
Yeah, it looked good. There's a foul called in River Valley at the Riverdale offensive end. It stops the clock with 15 seconds to play here in the first half. River Valley boys leading Reedsburg 29-27 at the half. That's a nice lead for the Blackhawk boys tonight. Coach Luke Thatcher. Free throw is good for Hudson. Ithaca leading Nisita 37-27. Ithaca with an emotional loss to Royal last night. Had to get right back at it tonight with Nisita. Four games this week for the Bulldogs. Free throw number two is no good for Hudson. And the rebound pulled down by Riverdale. Back to the corner. They'll feed Hudson low post. She'll swing it across Dennis. Long two from the baseline. No good. Fought for, and River Valley with a rebound. Osborne with two, with one here in the half. Gets it off, but I don't believe in time, and that'll do it for one half of basketball. River Valley 37-18 over Riverdale. Blackhawks just had some fast break buckets. I think rebounding was a real key for them, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was one of the big keys as well. River Valley set the tempo. They decided they were going to go fast, and they went fast. They got a lot of steals during the transitions, and also they defensively just phenomenal. They played hard defensively, and they finished defensive possessions with rebounds. And that's basically the biggest storyline of why River Valley is dominating this half so far.
You got to go introduce some people. Look at this. We're getting some gifts delivered to us. I got a big pretzel. How about that?
Yeah, look at that.
Wow.
Yeah, the Riverdale Community Foundation is always the best concessions to get free food.
Wow. I'll split it with you. Are you still hungry?
No, I'm full.
Okay.
From that big pizza I had earlier.
Well, we'll arm wrestle later for it. You'll probably win. 37-18, River Valley leads Riverdale at halftime. For Michael Hurd and I'm Phil Nee, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update is coming up next here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Southwest Wisconsin Conference Dual Day was held this past Saturday at Lancaster. I asked River Valley co-head wrestling coach Dan Makovic how it went.
We ended up going 1-4 on the day. We didn't have our full roster. We actually had about three or four JV kids filling in, and obviously missing Noah Radke was a big piece to our dual team, and not having him was a lot. I mean, he's a 12-point swing because we ask him to pin everybody that he can, and if someone goes out there and gets pinned, then that's a 12-point swing. Prairie du Chien looked really good, and they handled everybody. Dodgeville, you know, their first few weights are really, really strong, and they do a great job of filling in with some upper weights to keep the points where they need to be to win, and that's how they got second. And Lancaster and Platteville and us tied for the bottom, and Richland Center did a good job with matchups against us to take one from us as well. Otherwise, I mean, they were all really competitive duels.
Looking at this week, are you just trying to get healthy?
That's our main goal. Again, not having Noah Radke is really big. He's the heart and soul of the team and gets them going. Wyatt Nockreiner and Hunter Alt have stepped up. They've been captains this year, and without him in the room, they've really done a good job of keeping kids motivated and keeping them focused on getting on top of the podium or winning the first match to get things rolling for us. So that's our goal, is to get healthy and get everybody as much as we can back into the lineup so we can be as successful as possible as a team.
That's Coach Dan Makovic. River Valley will be at the SWAL-SWC Clash at Mineral Point High School on Saturday. Here is Riverdale coach Jeff Campbell.
I think we've got the individuals that can reach those semifinals and finals, and that's where you get the big team points. But we've got a solid throughout our lineup that will also win things on the backside, you know, through those wrestle backs and that. But those brackets are so deep. We've talked a lot about if you make a semifinal at that conference tournament, it's you're looking at state kids all the way through all those weight classes. It's just that's how deep the weight classes are. And I look forward to it this year, you know, to really see how you stand as you head into the Super Regional. We haven't had as many. We had the Ithaca Weston meet tournament canceled because of weather. So the last time we competed in a tournament was the beginning of January. So we haven't competed in one of those tournament settings for a while now, so it'll be good to get back in there. And I think the intensity level of that day really prepares you for what's going to come in the next couple weeks, and that's what I always enjoy, and the kids get that atmosphere and against some great competition.
Riverdale wrestling coach Jeff Campbell. WRCO will have coverage of the SWAL-SWC Clash at Mineral Point and the Scenic Ridge Conference matchups coming up Saturday at Kickapoo High School. I'm Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is starting 2024 with new vehicle inventory ready for you to drive and buy ASAP. We've got 20 Silverado half tons with discounts and incentives, over 15 heavy-duty Silverados in stock. Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and the all-new Chevy Trax are here. Over 80 pre-owned and program cars are available too. See the details and inventory at JonesChev.com. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Buick in Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Let's compare title insurance with, let's say, auto insurance. With auto insurance, you pay your monthly premium. If you have an accident, you file a claim. With the title policy issued by TitleWorks LLC, a one-time premium is paid for an owner's policy. Before we issue that policy, we make a complete search of public records, maps, and documents to make sure that certain rights or claims of other parties don't exist. You see, in our industry, if we've done our job properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, 647-7900, or on the web at titleworks-rc.com.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Ader's Do It Best Hardware in Plain Blanchardville. Got some fixing to do? We can help. Now, of course, we have the right products at the right price, but we also have a knowledgeable staff. We can give you real advice on everything from installing a new faucet to great tips so you too can paint like a pro. So for helpful, friendly advice, stop by Ader's, your one-stop shop for your farm and home needs and always helping you make hardware easy.
River Valley leads Riverdale at the break, 37-18 here at Riverdale Schools. Led in scoring in the first half, some good balance here. Alexis DeVinny has 8, Lydia Willoughby has 8, 7 for Karina Osborne. Blackhawks also are paced by Addie Lilla and Brooklyn Stokes with 4 each. 2 apiece for Grace Morey, Alana Merritt, and Ella Hillebrand. Riverdale, on the other hand, led by Zuri Dennis's 5, 4 for Lily Barr, and 3 for Ellie Hudson, 4 for Macy McKay, 2 by Kayla McCorkle, and 1 for Allie Goplin. First half, Riverdale 7-14 free throw shooting, and no three-pointers. River Valley with 3 three-pointers. They're also 6 of 7 from the free throw line. Those are a couple of other differences in the ball game, Michael.
Yeah, Riverdale's just having a tough time with hitting three-pointers. They're getting really good looks, but they're just not falling. And plus, in the paint as well, River Valley is just giving them fits defensively. It was a struggle for Riverdale in that first half. I mean, of course, if you look at River Valley, just wonders offensively with transition and getting offensive rebounds and even some little bit of threes there. Yeah, River Valley has definitely dominated this game by a little bit of those factors, plus many more factors.
They've been pushing it up the floor, haven't they?
Yeah, River Valley has established the pace of this game. They're going fast, and even Riverdale tried going fast as well. River Valley is just speeding Riverdale up so far this is all the first half. Like, Riverdale just really has no answers for this press and just River Valley style plays.
I tried a little bit of the big pretzel, but we don't have time to eat it all. I may have to save it for the way home, and you were so kind to say that you step aside for me.
Yeah, I always usually get hungry after, like, games, so like always having something to ride home, eat something on the ride home. That's
okay.
Well,
we can cut it in half when we get down here tonight. But thanks to Mr. Delkamp and the Riverdale Community Foundation, they were on our morning show. They were here for the Winter Carnival. Did you have a chance to attend that, Michael? The Winter Carnival on Saturday here at the school.
I didn't get a chance, but.
Oh, that's too bad. But you probably did when you were little. They did.
Oh, yeah.
A long time ago. Yeah. The bounce houses in here sound like fun.
Yeah, especially when you're a little kid and need something to do on the weekend. The Winter Carnival always brings that. And yeah, it's always a fun time as a little kid.
It's a highlight. We'll be back with the second half next, 37-18. River Valley over Riverdale here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
You can accomplish several tasks at Pamela's Fine Jewelry. Find engagement and wedding rings, along with wedding, graduation, birthday, anniversary, and special moment gifts. She has a wonderful selection of necklaces, earrings, watches, rings, and more. Pamela's an expert in jewelry repair. She'll make that special piece look brand new again. Enhance a relationship with the one you love with a gift from Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
Harvesting timber is a difficult choice for many woodland owners, not because they don't want to harvest the trees from their land, but rather because they want to make sure the job gets done right. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 to create a plan to harvest your timber today. That's 608-434-4413.
Michael and I have something in common. We have bought Christmas gifts at Pamela's Fine Jewelry, one of our sponsors of tonight. Mine a couple years ago. I don't want to put you on the spot here, but you went shopping there for Christmas, I think. Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Got something for your mom, right?
Yeah, usually our family, especially my mom's side of the family, is usually big at shopping at Pamela's.
There you go. Ball comes in play at River Valley with the basketball. 37-18, the score underway in the second half. Blackhawks from our right to our left here in the second half. Addie Alilla drives, throws it down to the low post, knocked away by Riverdale. And then going to get it there is Willoughby, now picked off by Zuri Dennis. Dennis brings it down to the baseline near side, hands off to McCorkle. Back to Dennis, three from the corner and good. That's a nice start for Riverdale.
That's a very nice start. Dennis and McCorkle were both just left wide open for some reason. Just basically a defense collapse there by River Valley, a rare one. Riverdale just takes advantage of it.
Knocked away at midcourt, picked up again by River Valley, and the Blackhawks have the ball. 37-21 our score, and I think the Blackhawks stepped out of bounds, Michael.
How about this start for Riverdale? They get a nice three, and then defensively put it on a press, and it's working. How about that? Down by 16. They got a little life still left.
Zuri Dennis across half court, goes left side to Kayla McCorkle. Kayla back to Ellie Hudson. Ellie looks, uses the dribble, leaves the dribble now, fires it back to the top of the wheel. Cooey inside, there's McKay. McKay leaves it off for Cooey. She'll try a three. That is in and out. Wow, that was close. Put back up, no good, but a foul called on River Valley.
Oh, just an excellent look. Giving it to the high poster to McKay. Kicking out with the Cooey. It just rimmed out, kind of just like a circle, and it goes out. But then McKay is there with the offensive board, and she gets rewarded by a trip to the free throw line.
Yeah, I thought that three was going. Free throw in the air, and that one is good for McKay. Foul on River Valley's Alexis Davini, and that's her third. So she will leave the contest temporarily. Second throw now for McKay. It is good. Riverdale's comeback continues. They're within 14. 37-23, River Valley. Ball comes in to Osborne. Lobs it back to the middle. Stokes call for double dribble, and Riverdale's press is paying dividends.
Yeah, just a nice defensive stand there. See, Stokes tried to get it in the middle, but just met with a wall of white jerseys. And what a job Riverdale has by coming out strong the second half and delivering.
We have a timeout by River Valley. 16:49 remaining, 37:23. River Valley on WRCO, WRCO.com.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Michael Olson, agent, or Melanie Olson, office manager at Michael Olson Agency, LLC at 608-588-7200 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
As Riverdale is underway with the basketball after the timeout by River Valley. Blackhawks on the D, and now Dennis rides it to the right side. McCorkle to the corner, three on the way. Riverdale, no good for Cooey. Rebound in the corner by River Valley, and a jump ball call. Grace Morey tied up with Macy McKay, and Riverdale gains the arrow. 37-23, River Valley leading. Hudson gives the ball a tap, throws it inbounds, and a crowd shot won't stay for McKay, and a foul called again on River Valley.
Yeah, excellent job again. Getting the entry pass to McKay. She misses the first one, but gets the second one and fouled on their second way up. How about this? McKay offensive rebounding, giving Riverdale some points in the free throw line. She hits that one.
Second foul on Morey, so it's 37-24. This one in the air, and that one is good. Nice free throw shooting for McKay. 4-4. Inbound and a foul called on Riverdale. So Riverdale has worked its way back within 12, which seems like, you know, that's still a big deficit, but it was pretty astounding there earlier. Well over 20 points earlier in the half. Ball comes in play to Osborne. River Valley to Addie Lilla. Ball knocked down by McKay. Picked up here on the near side by Cooey. Drives around the defense and scores again.
Again, defensively, how about this? Riverdale putting on the pressure, getting deflections, and that's putting in the points. My goodness, in a game that used to be down 24, we got a 10-point game.
Tipped around, now picked up by Riverdale. They get a steal again. Cooey goes in. She'll score again. And Coach Darryl Parrish is going to take another timeout. How about this Riverdale team? 37-29. They're only down by 8, Michael.
That is impressive. My goodness. An 11-0 run to start the second half. It looks like the script just flipped. How the tables have turned. River Valley dominated the first half, and now Riverdale is starting to dominate the second half.
Looks like they've changed it to a full. We'll step away as well. 37-29 River Valley on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
River Valley leading at one time. Yeah, it was 24. Is that the biggest? Looking back here.
Yeah, it was 33-9. River Valley led at one point.
Yep. Earlier it was, 29-5, too. And so now it's down to 8 after an 11-0 start here to the second half for Riverdale.
Yeah, Riverdale's came a long way. My goodness, what fight that they have in them to make a 24 deficit just go down to 8.
The press has been a big factor here, getting a lot of steals. Hegland in the middle, brings it back to the left side, and Stokes. Stokes brings it across to Hagelin River Valley, successful in breaking the press. Osborne on the left wing, drives back to the top of the circle, lobs it for Morey, Grace to the baseline, tries to swing it back in bounds, stolen away by McCorkle. Kayla brings it back. Riverdale to the left side, Zuri for three, on the way, no good, put back by Hudson, no good, put back by McKay, no good, rebound by River Valley. Pulled out by Lydia Willoughby. Chieftains had some chances there. Ball comes up to Osborne. Leaves it off to the right side. There's a drive. Shot on the wing. No good for Stokes. Fought for. Loose in the middle. Now picked up again by River Valley. Stokes on the right side. Over to Osborne for three. On the way. No good. Rebound Heidi Hegland. She'll bring it back to the corner. And set it up. Throws it inside. Now going in and being tied up is Lydia Willoughby. Tied up there by Riverdale's Macy McKay.
And Riverdale's defense has just stepped up a lot. Now, we know the press, but half court, their rotation's solid. And defensively, they're not allowing anything right now.
37-29. It comes into River Valley. Three on the way. Good. River Valley needed that. DeVinny with her third three tonight.
Much needed three there by Alexis DeVinny. That was a huge one right there to break that run. And now they're up double digits once again.
Tough shot on the inside. It's up and no good there for McKay. Put back by Dennis. Got it up and good.
How about that? Dennis just took the ball away from Willoughby. It just takes it for two. Just nice awareness from Dennis.
Baseball pass for River Valley. They take it in for a shot on the way. No good for DeVinny. And the rebound by Riverdale. Macy McKay. Outlet to Ellie Hudson. Ellie speeds into the front court. Down to the baseline. Pushes it. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound by Brooklyn Stokes. Out to midcourt for River Valley. Two on two. Takes it herself. Fouled on the shot. And will go to the line. Probably the big key in this stretch for Riverdale has just been they've been so good on the rebounds.
Oh, yeah. Offensive rebounds have been the case.
Yep.
Mason McKay has been delivering excellently by getting the offensive boards, getting the free throw line, and making all of her free throws so far.
Fouls.
What a job she's been doing in the post there.
Free throw is good by Stokes. Two fouls on Kayla McCorkle now. Fouls are even at two here in the second half. 14-10 to play. Free throw is good as well for Stokes. And it's back to an 11-point River Valley lead. 42-31. Zuri Dennis drives, gives it off to the near side. Hudson, baseline, fires it back to McCorkle. McCorkle drives all the way down deep, throws it in the lane to Hudson, goes in, tough shot, squares up, scores!
How about that awareness there by Hudson? McCorkle just gets the bounce pass into Hudson. Hudson realizes he's double-teamed, makes the basket, and we got transition.
Baseball pass up, and scoring is DeVinny. That was awesome for River Valley.
That was just a defensive lapse there by Riverdale, not getting back, not realizing DeVinny's all the way down there. Results of 2 points.
Hudson drives into defense. It's knocked away by Osborne, and River Valley gets a steal. Up by 11, trying to take it by Moore, and a foul in the lane whistled against Riverdale. So the Chieftains, number one, Kennedy Cooey with her third foul. In the game for River Valley, Alana Merritt. There are six players on the floor for River Valley. So someone will check out now for Riverdale. 34, Ava Kretzenberg is in. Inbound, here's a three by River Valley. Up for Stokes, no good. Rebound pulled down by McKay. She's been a rebounding machine here as of late. Off it goes to Hudson. Left side, McCorkle. Right side, Kretzenberg. Cross court knocked away. Kretzenberg grabs it, picks it up, saves it. McCorkle drives down deep on the baseline, gets in tight. Offensive foul called on Riverdale. Riverdale really kind of keeping their mind in driving to the hoop here in the second half.
Yeah, just a great idea by McCorkle using bully ball. But yet again, DeVinny was in her way, got her feet set, and draws a nice charge. And what a defensive play there by DeVinny drawing that charge.
McCorkle with three fouls now. 13:07 remaining in the game. River Valley leading 44-33 in area girls basketball. Blackhawks airmail it down to the corner. Three on the way, and good for DeVinny.
Another defensive lapse there by Riverdale. DeVinny was able to get down the corner just wide open, no one to contest, and sinks it.
Runner on the baseline, no good for McCorkle. Put back by Hudson, no good. Tipped and out of bounds by McKay. And off of Osborne of River Valley. Looks like Riverdale's going to keep possession. Ella Hillebrand is in, and Lydia Willoughby checks out for River Valley. 12:43 remaining. Hudson will bring it in play. Top of the circle. There's a wide open three. Look for McCorkle on the rim. No good. Tipped around. Rebound McKay. Up and good. I think Ellie Hudson actually tipped that to her.
Yeah, how about that? Ellie Hudson tipped it to the teammate. I don't know if that's strategic or she just did that, but it works out. And Riverdale hanging around a little bit here.
47-35. River Valley by 12. Cross court knocked away by Dennis. Zuri gets the steal. Takes it in. Stops. 15-footer in and out. And the ball tips out to the corner. Picking up on the dribble is Davini. Outlet pass to Stokes. Brooklyn across the timeline drives down deep, trying to take the charge, and they do take the charge. Riverdale's Macy McKay.
Boy, what a nice defensive play. Macy McKay realizing where Stokes is going and gets there first, plants the feet, and Stokes knocks her over and gets the charge rewarded. Just nice heads-up play there by Macy McKay.
Stokes with three fouls comes out of the ballgame. 12 minutes to play. Dennis left side to McCorkle. Nowhere. Fires it off to Kratzenberg. She'll shoot a 15-footer. Banks it in. Hey, that's a big basket.
Is there something about this basket and allowing bank shots? Because River Valley's been hitting that all first half. And now here comes Ava Kratzenberg hitting one for Riverdale.
And River Valley throws it away at midcourt. The Chieftains are down by 10. Going to try to get it to single digits again. That's big for Ava. I know she played quite a few minutes on JV as well, but points off the bench for Coach Phelps, that's big.
Now, if I'm right, that might have been her first career varsity point, I think.
Wow. Ball goes to Dennis. She'll try a three on the way, on the rim, no good. Fought for, put back up, good by Macy McKay.
Get to Macy McKay. My goodness, that she's been electric this second half. Just picking up the offensive boards and giving Riverdale legit life.
River Valley on a drive the other way. It's going to be knocked away by Hudson, now picked up by the Blackhawks. 47-39, River Valley. And a shot on the way, no good for River Valley. A foul called on the shot attempt. And Allie Hudson comes up limping after the play for Riverdale. Might have turned an ankle, and that gets our trainer, Lindsay Tollickson, out to the floor. So she'll be given opportunity to walk it off. Never like to see that. Lily Barr in as her replacement. And River Valley will go to the free throw line. So an 8-point deficit. This is the second time Riverdale has had an 8-point deficit in the second half. River Valley tries to change that. First free throw is on the rim, no good. So a second one coming up for Osborne. Gets the ball back from the official. This one in the air, and that one is good. Osborne, one of two. It's 48-39. River Valley leading Riverdale. Zuri Dennis at midcourt. Drives right side. Crossover dribble. Slips it off now to Barr. Down to the baseline with Corkle. Kayla drives. Pulls up. 14-footer in the lane. And good.
How about that little teardrop by McCorkle? Just attacking the lane, getting the paint. Puts up a nice soft touch. And just like that, Riverdale's down by 7.
River Valley up to the corner. Davini for three. She's money. Nope, this one rims off. And it's last touched by Riverdale as it goes out of bounds. Or is it? No, it's going to be Riverdale ball. Wow, they're down by 7 and they have the ball. 10:37 to play. River Valley's lead at halftime was 37-18. Zuri Dennis across the timeline. Moves to the left side. Hand off to Kayla McCorkle. Inside and drawing a crowd is McKay. Knocked away. Picked up by Dennis. Zuri off the screen, drives left side, back to Kratzenberg. Ava looks, throws to Dennis, three from the corner. Zuri got it. Oh, my goodness.
Big time shot. River Valley went to man for a little bit. Riverdale's been scoring inside. Then it went to 2-3, and Zuri Dennis just hits that.
River Valley drives the other way, and they're going to be fouled, and going to the line will be Addie Lilla. 4-point game. My goodness. 10:02 to play in the contest tonight. And at the line now, Addie Lilla for the first time tonight. She has 4 points. Free throw in the air, and that one is good. She will get another one. Foul is on Macy McKay, her second. So Hudson, we'll see whether she returns or not. Taken out of the ball game. This one is in for Lilla, and that makes it a six-point game, 50-44, River Valley. Zuri Dennis in midcourt goes left side to Cooey. Kennedy on a drive, swings it over to the right side. That's McCorkle. Dennis in the lane now gives it back to Cooey. Good move to the ball. Entry pass for McKay, knocked away. Good play by Ella Hillebrand of River Valley, and the Blackhawks are called for traveling. It's picked up by Alexis DeVinny, and will be turned back the other way. So the inbound pass will come from Kennedy Cooey. Ithaca boys defeat Nisida tonight, 72-41. That's the final. Inbound feed caught here near side by River Valley. Down to the corner, Barr drives around the defense. Knocked away by River Valley. A lot of merit. Baseballs it up. Lilla catches it, drives, shot, no good. Put back up, good by Osborne.
Yeah, River Valley again just pushed it up the tempo again, doing what they did first half. And missed the layup there, but nice job getting back and pulling it back up.
52-44, Riverdale turns it over on an unforced turnover in the corner, and River Valley gets it back. Still a lot of time to play in this game, 9:21 remaining in this second half. For River Valley, number 22, Lydia Willoughby is in. What do you think you and I would have to do or say to get Henry Bray to give us a technical tonight? Do you think anything? Or
Maybe heckling would do it.
Yeah,
but
we probably shouldn't.
We should not do that.
Pass goes inside now, throwing it low. River Valley throws it away, caught by Mr. McKay in the doorway, and Riverdale gets it back. 9:12 to play. River Valley leading it by 8. They have led from the get-go tonight. Pass to the right side. Here is McCorkle driving lane. Scores and a plus one.
How about that? Caleb McCorkle just found wide open lane, just took it, and drew some contact as well. And a big-time finish by Caleb McCorkle, as Bill Raftery would say on CBS.
She gets her team within 6. Foul is on Willoughby, her third. Free throw is good by McCorkle, and the comeback continues. 5-point game, 52-47, River Valley. In the backcourt, the Blackhawks, they'll lob it across, caught on the near side. Willoughby wide open for 3. Oh, in and out, put back up, and good off the glass and down for Willoughby.
Yeah, again, DeVinny was just wide open there. Baseball pass, going to collapse. He missed it, but what a putback by Willoughby.
Dennis drives, missed the shot, put back up. No good for McKay, but she is fouled and will go to the line. Foul on River Valley will be the team's 5th. Riverdale has committed 6 here in this second half. Foul is on Willoughby. That's her 4th. Free throw is good by McKay. Riverdale's at the line presence has been pretty good here in the second half.
Yeah, especially with Mason McKay just grabbing off at the boards, drawing fouls, and she's so far 5 for 5 in the free throw line.
Second one on the way and good as well. Mason McKay.
Make that 6 for 6.
6 of 6. 54-49. River Valley. Ball comes in play near side. Lilla lobs it back to Osborne. Riverdale's press trying to trap it in midcourt, and now getting it across is going to be River Valley. Stokes pass on the inside to Willoughby, knocked away. Picked up again by River Valley. Near side, Willoughby for 3 on the rim. No! Rebound pulled down by Riverdale's Lily Barr. Barr is pinned in, now gives it back. And McCorkle will bring it across the timeline for Riverdale. McCorkle down to the baseline. Leaves the dribble, gives it back to McKay. Now in the corner, there's a 3-pointer. Riverdale, good, nothing but net for McCorkle.
Everything is falling for Riverdale. Again, Macy McKay again in the high post. Kicks out the McCorkle, she drains it. And the student section fired up.
54-52, ball goes down to the corner. Willoughby around her defender, drives lane. Hook shot of the lane, won't stay. Rebound Riverdale, McKay. Riverdale once down in this ball game by 24. Now is within 2. Left side taken there by Cooey. Nothing. Back to the right. McCorkle. Baseline. Lily Barr gets down deep. Tough shot up. Good. We're tied.
Up with that Lily Barr again. Just attacking baseline. Gets a nice floor. And we got a tight ball game, folks.
Ball goes up to the midcourt line. Stolen away by McKay. And then leans in and is fouled by River Valley. That'll be on Willoughby. Oh, my goodness. I think that's her 5th. If it's on her, and they're going to bring the number to the sideline, and it is. So Willoughby will exit with 7:25 to play in the game. Finishes with 10 points tonight. And Riverdale will have the ball on the sideline. Tie ball game. Man, alive. They can lead with this trip. River Valley back into their matchup zone defense. Zuri Dennis walks it across half court. Fires it right side. Down to the baseline. It's going to be Cagle. Kicks it back out. Three on the way. No good. And knocked back in bounds. And touch the last is Megan Krell, I should say. Megan Krell into the ball game, seeing her first action. And the ball will be put in play by River Valley after a Riverdale opportunity is missed. Ball comes in to Osborne. Osborne back to Addie Lilla. Now back to Osborne. Baseballs it up to the middle. Stokes to the corner. Willoughby, ball fake, drives a little closer. 18-footer. Sticks between the backboard and the rim.
Good old wedgie there.
Yep. It'll be called out of bounds. And somebody's going to, is that Andre?
That's Andre.
He gets to knock it away. He gets his moment in the sun. Andre Tainer gets to knock it out of the stuck position.
How about that? Shout out to my boy Andre there getting that wedgie.
Yeah, that was good.
Actually, earlier the month against Weston, he actually had dunked.
Did he really?
Weston.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Zuri Dennis brings it across the timeline. Near side caught. Cross court knocked away. Dennis picks it up again. Riverdale trying to take its first lead in the game. Down low. Now Dennis from the baseline. Jumper good. And Riverdale leads for the first time.
What a feed there by Mason McCabe. Again, high post, Zuri Dennis, back door, and Riverdale has the lead for the first time tonight.
Willoughby right side, back to Hellebrand, and River Valley setting it up. 56-54, Riverdale, 6:29, a lot of time. Osborne left wing, corner, Willoughby, three on the way, got it, River Valley lead.
Oh, that's a big time shot there by Alexis DeBinney. That was huge for River Valley, up by one. That was a big-time basket.
Cooey throws it inside, knock loose. Ball on the baseline, out of bounds. It'll be Riverdale basketball. 57-56, River Valley. So Riverdale's lead lasted about 15 seconds. And now they'll try again with 6:09 remaining. Pass comes in play, knocked out of bounds. Good hustle by Hillebrand to River Valley. It will be Riverdale ball.
If that ball was, like, hit harder, I bet that could have reached off.
It might have, yeah. I've had basketballs hit me before up here. Got to be paying attention all the time, man.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Ball comes in play to Zuri Dennis. Drives, gives it back to the corner, and then Riverdale forces it on the inside, and it's going to be loose, picked up by Stokes. River Valley by one, going to try to take it by more. Left side, Willoughby thought about a three, dumps it to the corner. Three on the way from the baseline for Lilla, no good. And the rebound ripped away. Oh, what a play by McCorkle. Dennis picks it up. Zuri across the timeline. Riverdale again trying to take the lead. Coming to meet it is Cooey. Throws it inside. McKay. Dennis baseline. Back it goes to Cooey. Three on the way. Won't stay. And out of bounds. It'll be touched last by Riverdale. So Ellie Hudson injured in the game, and that's why we're seeing a little bit different rotation, Michael. I don't know if she'll be back in the game or not.
She's on the bench right now, it looks like. But, again, yeah, she's questionable to return. Hoping that ankle heals up soon.
Oh, there's a nice steal by Megan Krell, but they're going to call her for traveling. Got a pick at midcourt on the full court press. It turns back to River Valley with 5:26 to play. Grace Morey returns for the Blackhawks, and Addie Lilla will be out. River Valley will put it in play. Hillebrand from the Riverdale sideline. Pops it in now. Caught by Osborne. River Valley by one. 57-56. Willoughby for three and in. She's got six tonight.
Alexis DeVinny is coming up with big-time threes. There, she made one of the previous 3 points, and then what a big-time three there.
Two in a row. McKay tries to drop it back door. Gets it, and then a nice shot up and good for Megan Krell.
How about that? Again, McKay. Making the present high post, getting that entry, and making Krell just wide open on the block.
60-58, ball tipped away by McKay, and out of bounds. It will be River Valley ball near the Riverdale student section. Back in is Lily Barr, and Megan Krell comes out. She and Ava Kratzenberg both had big baskets coming off the bench here tonight.
Oh, big-time basket. You saw Kratzenberg hit one, Barr's made a couple, and even Krell made one as well.
Three by River Valley. Attempted. Morey, nope, rimmed off. Rebound by McCorkle. Caleb with the outlet pass here. Zuri Dennis, 4:43 to play. River Valley by two. Pass goes into Barr, cross court, near side, taking a three for the lead. On the way, no good for McCorkle. Rebound on the inside, put back by Cooey, no good. And River Valley gets the ball, and they are fouled. That will be the seventh on Riverdale, so we'll see a bonus throw coming up here. River Valley walks the other way. They've had fewer free throw opportunities here in the second half. Returning is Heidi Hegland for the Blackhawks. Grace Morey steps out. So at the line will be Karina Osborne, one of two tonight. This one in the air, the front end, it's no good. Fought for, tipped out of bounds, off of Hillebrand. It will be Riverdale basketball. And a timeout by Coach Phelps. 4:29 to play, 60-58. What a ball game here. River Valley leads Riverdale in girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Wiscote is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscote mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscote is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP so you're on the schedule for next spring. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscote cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
4:29 remaining in the game, 60-58 in favor of the visiting River Valley Blackhawks. I'm Phil Neat, joined by Michael Hernan. You're just joining us, River Valley, with a once 24-point lead. And Riverdale led briefly a little bit ago. They trail by two. Ball goes right side to McCorkle. Nothing. Fires back to Dennis. Dennis shoots a three for the lead. On the way, no good. Rebound fought for. Pulled down now by Riverdale. Cooey with the ball. Back to McCorkle, and they'll reset the offense with 4:10 to go. They'll find Dennis wide open. She'll score.
That textbook and excellent backdoor cut by Dennis. McCorkle at the three-point line, and Dennis's backcourt cut. No one around Dennis.
Tied at 60. River Valley up on the other end, and they'll score. Brooklyn Stokes.
How amazing has Brooklyn Stokes been this year? And she's just a sophomore.
Good season.
Been a little bit quiet today, but she's coming up big in the big moments.
Blackhawks by two. Pass goes down low. Tough shot won't go, but a foul called, and McKay goes to the free throw line. She's had a huge second half as well.
Yeah, usually her production comes into the offensive boards and getting on the line. Instead, she gets a post entry, gets to work, and is fouled and rewarded for free throws.
Free throw coming up. It is on the way, on the rim. This is her first miss, 6 of 7 from the line. Grace Morey will be back in, so she can bring Riverdale within 1 point. Recent foul was on Ella Hillebrand, her third. Free throw in the air. That one is short. Rebound by Riverdale. No, ripped away by Stokes, and they'll take it the other way. Blackhawks leading by two, 3:35 to go. Down to the baseline. They'll work it inside. Knocked away from Osborne. Now back to the corner, and Morey. Morey whips it back to Stokes. Reverses it now. Osborne throws it inside. Knock loose. Riverdale picks it up. Ball stolen by Lily Barr. 62-60. River Valley in the lead. 3:14 to go. Riverdale brings it off now to Kayla McCorkle. Back to Cooey. Cooey on a drive. McCorkle baseline area. Guarded closely by Hegland. Drives left side now. Drives. Gives it off to Cooey. Cooey's pass deflected. Picked up by Stokes. River Valley running the other way. Two on two. Stokes goes down deep, lays it in softly and good.
That was an incredible finish there by Brooklyn Stokes, going coast to coast, and with a Euro step. My goodness.
2:45 to play, and a foul called on the Valley Blackhawks, looks like. Four was going against four, so I had to wait there, but it's called on Hegland, and Heidi picks up her second foul. Number four, Zuri Dennis, goes to the line for Riverdale. Into the game, Alana Merritt for River Valley. 2:43 to go. 4-point lead for the Blackhawks. Here's Zuri Dennis. Free throw in the air and good. Zuri coming up big as well. Had 5 first half points. So it looks like about 15 or 16 right now. Free throw on the way, and that one is good. Zuri Dennis having a big night. Riverdale pulls it within 2, 64-62. 2:40 to go. Ball comes up to Stokes, tipped away by Barr, picked up now by McCorkle, and now across the timeline, Riverdale. Zuri Dennis off a screen, drives down deep, looking for the tie. Shot up, blocked by Stokes, put back good by McKay, and we're tied at 64.
That's true. I don't know if you would consider that offensive rebound, but that shot was blocked, and McKay was just right there to finish. Pick it up. What a job.
River Valley. Oh, nice job up and in for Osborne on the assist from Stokes, and River Valley leads 66-64. 2:04 remaining. Dennis with the ball, throws it now to McCorkle. She'll drive to the baseline, is cut off. Gives it back now to Lily Barr. Barr's pass, or she was shooting, I guess, and is fouled. We'll get the number as the official brings it to the bench. Number 15, Grace Morey with her third, going to the line, Lily Barr, for the first time tonight. A minute 55. Free throw in the air, and good. Riverdale's doing just about everything right here in the second half.
Yeah, you look, the script completely flipped. And Riverdale's making all their free throws, the offensive boards, the threes, which all what River Valley has done in the first half.
Oh, this one missed. Now saved inbounds by McCorkle. Riverdale has to touch it. In the backcourt, that's over and back. So she just flipped it to save it in bounds, but it wound up over and back.
Yeah, it's just kind of mentally offensive lapse there. Now River Valley gets the ball, a minute 51, you know, no shot clock.
66-65, Valley leads it. Ball goes right side to Merritt. Back to Osborne, top of the key. Left side, Willoughby, down to the baseline. 3 on the way, Stokes, no good. Rebound, fought for. Stokes tipped it back to a teammate. River Valley has it again. A minute 35, and now being tied up is Morey by Zuri Dennis. River Valley still gets the arrow. Alternate arrow points to the Blackhawks. 66-65. What a game. Ball comes in. Osborne, top of the circle. Left side, Willoughby. Willoughby cross court. Dennis almost picked it. Now walking it in is Morey. Left side, River Valley. You don't necessarily have to be looking, you know, over aggressive for a shot. Stokes will drive. It's knocked away and fouled by Riverdale with a minute 17. So that is their 8th. It'll be front end of the bonus for Brooklyn Stokes. Foul called on Riverdale's Macy McKay. That's her 4th. 1:17 to play. Pressure free throws for Stokes, who's 2 for 2 from the line. This one is good. That will give River Valley a 2-point lead at 67-65. I didn't anticipate this game to be this high scoring either.
Yeah, I would more thought that it would be a defensive battle because of Riverdale Soulface style, both defenses. But Mike, almost a 70.
3-point lead now on 2 free throws. Riverdale with the basketball. They'll set it up. Ball fake. Now Lily Barr drives lane and is going to be called for traveling. Beating her up was Grace Morey, and the turnover puts it back in the hands of River Valley. They lead by 3 with a minute 5. This press for Riverdale has been effective. They're going to try to take it away or stop it again. Left side now, Stokes gets around the defender with a minute to play. Throws it to the baseline. Grace Morey brings it back top of the circle. They'll lift it off to Willoughby. Stokes, top of the circle for River Valley, leading by 3. Stokes on a drive, lays it up short. Rebound by Kayla McCorkle. Wow. Tight ropes the line, now drives through a tough wall of defenders and is fouled on the play. So Riverdale will go to the line with 42 seconds to play. Foul called on 15, Grace Morey. That's her 4th. A lot of players kind of getting up there in the foul danger zone. McCorkle at the line, 3 for 3 tonight. First one in the air, and it is good. 68-66. 42 seconds to play. This one in the air. That one is good. 2 in a row for McCorkle. Timeout, Riverdale. 1-point game, 68-67. We'll be right back with more from the Rest Building on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Good oral health will lead to better health overall, so it's important not only to brush twice a day and floss regularly, but to see your dentist on a regular basis. Village Family Dental has a full-time certified orthodontist. Village Family Dental invites you to make an appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic examination. By keeping your mouth healthy, you'll prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream, which leads to a number of other medical complications. Village Family Dental and Orthodontics, Spring Green.
42 seconds remaining, one-point game. It'll be River Valley's basketball. They lead by one over Riverdale. Riverdale will put on a lot of press. Man, it's just been impressive. It's an instant classic tonight, Michael.
It is, in fact, an instant classic. My goodness. If you look at the beginning, not only at the ending right now, if you look at the beginning of the game, River Valley had a 24-point lead at one point. Riverdale did not quit. They did not back down. They never backed down. They never gave up. And it's a one-point game. Just impressive work. Riverdale is done.
Stokes in the backcourt. 40 seconds now. Brings it up now to Merritt. Lobs it across to Osborne. Drops into the corner. Willoughby, 34 seconds. River Valley by one. Back it goes to the right side. Stokes. Stokes with 28. Lobs it inside. They'll throw it to the corner. Caught by Hegland. Brings it out. Willoughby for three. And good for River Valley.
That was a big-time shot by Alexis Davini. That just might have been a dagger.
Four-point game. Here comes Riverdale. Cooey with 12. Back to Dennis for three in desperation. No good. Rebound River Valley. And a foul call with 7 seconds to play. Oh, my goodness. 71-67 River Valley by four. They'll have the ball at the free throw line. Foul is on McKay. That's her fifth. And she'll leave with 16 points tonight. Just 7 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Going to the line is Osborne. Four-point lead for River Valley. And Osborne, first free throw in the air and good. Money time, 72-67. One more coming up for the Blackhawks. Osborne with a couple of dribbles. This one in the air, and that one is on the rim and good. Timeout taken by River Valley. 7 seconds remaining, 73-67. They lead Riverdale on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Home Sweet Home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Timeout ending for River Valley. They lead it 73-67. So Riverdale's brief lead, and I think, Michael, that was their only one when they went up in this ball game a little bit ago. So I think Riverdale's only lead was 56-54. And River Valley has led by the slimmest of margins since then.
Yeah, it's what a ball game this has been. And if you look at this game, there's like there's no way that this is going to be a good game. But my goodness, Riverdale came back. And give credit to River Valley by not folding and letting Riverdale take over this game.
Dennis to McCorkle, and the shot goes up. No, we're going to see another timeout taken by Riverdale with 2.6 seconds. So Coach Phelps with something up his sleeve there. They got it to where they could inbound it from the far sideline, but they used about 5 seconds in doing so. So they'll try to bring it in for a wing and a prayer and, you know, see what happens here.
Yeah, here's the thing. You're down six with 2.6 seconds left. I would try to get the ball, just chuck up a three right away. Just once the initial catch, chuck it up, see what happens. If it goes in, got a foul right away. But if it doesn't, I mean, that'd be game. But
yep.
If somehow you got to catch it, you got to chuck it right away. And if it goes in, you got a foul right away. And my goodness, if this works out.
Well, River Valley will send Davini, one of their tallest players, out to defend the inbounder, Cooey. Cooey looks, gets it into Dennis. She catches, shoots. Three on the way. No good to the back of the iron, and that'll do it. This one belongs to River Valley. An instant classic, a 73-67 win here tonight. Michael, it's been fun, hasn't it?
Yeah, this was a phenomenal game. My goodness. goodness, an instant classic for the books, for both sides to remember. I don't know how about how many years, but they'll probably remember this one. I mean, my goodness, River Valley had a 24-point lead in this one.
Riverdale
came all the way back.
Yep.
And yet, I mean, give credit to both teams. River Valley did not fold at the end of the game. They got the win that they needed, even though they did blow that 24-point lead. They stuck together. They put up some really clutch shots. Nice defensive stand. What a job for them. And what a job for Riverdale just coming back at 24. They did not give up. They didn't just put their heads down and say, well, we're going to lose by 20 or 30. They kept their heads up, had a lead at one.